There's much positivity to look forward to in the year ahead, and that all of us as elected representatives in the Inishowen Peninsula will be pushing. We, of course, want to push the shorefront development in Buncrana to get that huge amount of investment into the town. The likes of Fort Dunree, Malin Head development will be a priority that we can get over the line. And there's much fighting to be done too. We want to see Buncrana Leisure Centre finally getting the funding it deserves. We want to see Scoliseagon progressing, and of course Cranach College, Clastic Killaloe and Gaelic School Buncrana getting the long-awaited top-class school facilities they need with the appropriate playing field. So there's much positivity to look forward to. There's much fighting to be done. And of course, I'm mindful of all those in defective houses too that will need all their political representatives working together to finally get a redress scheme that's suitable for all.
And you mentioned there the defective concrete block homeowners. Unfortunately, we're now entering another year where yet there are so many of them that are still living in houses that are crumbling around them. And it's a bit disappointing for them, I understand, going into the new year like this.
Yeah, I'd say frustrating would be an understatement for those people. The campaign has been going on now for 10 years or more. People are still living in completely inadequate housing, dangerous housing. People are fearful of housing collapsing, and there's still so many thousands of people that just simply can't access this scheme. So that's one, that's Cathaoirleach. I will want to be driving forward as we go into 2025, and I know no doubt we'll have the support and cooperation of all elected representatives in Inishowen, and that's just one thing that we all have to continue to fight for until we finally get the 100% redress scheme that our people deserve.
And councillors within the Inishowen Municipal District have always been united as well. You outlined there the number of projects that you've been working on. They're always united in doing the best for the municipal district. And one of those topics that was discussed numerous times throughout the year is tourism in the area and increasing footfall. And I'm sure this will be on the agenda in 2025 as well.
Absolutely, and Inishowen has been identified and singled out for tourism promotion, given our natural beauty, the unique landscape that we have, and some of the fantastic projects we have, like Wild Ireland, Wild Alpaca Way, at the Inishowen Famine Village. These are businesses that have taken upon themselves to bring a really unique offering to Inishowen, and we've seen the likes of the Christmas markets in Swan Park again being massively successful. So we will keep pushing that, and there's still unfinished business. We want to see Fort Dunree developed. We want to see Malin Head project developed. So while there's so much to do, or so much that has been done, we still have a lot to do ahead, and Inishowen, I hope, will continue to flourish in terms of tourism long into the future.
There's obviously a big drive on in terms of the nighttime economy in Buncrana, and it's great to see these efforts.
Yeah, 2024 was fantastic for Buncrana. From October, we started with the nighttime economy project, and Sophie Gallagher has led out in that, and it's been incredible for the town. We saw a plethora of events over Halloween, and we've seen fantastic events like the Christmas markets in Swan Park. So 2025, we'll be running at this even harder, and we want to see more and more people coming to enjoy the fantastic nightlife that Buncrana has to offer, and we'll continue to grow and promote the nighttime economy for the time ahead.